And I am proclaiming right now the message. It's midnight, and behold, the bridegroom is coming. That's the cry of this hour. That's the cry from this pulpit. Be ye ready. Are you ready? Are you ready to stand before Jesus? Thank God for that little voice. But the Bible said there's another cry going to be made. Not only is it a cry that he's coming, but there's another cry, and it's going to happen. The Bible said when men's hearts begin to fail them for fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth, when the powers of heaven shall be shaken. It's a cry that's going to be heard the day that the mosque is blown up by militant Jews, who are going to sneak, I believe, right under in those caverns beneath the Muslim temple on the mount, and they're going to blow it up. You're going to know then that the Bible says very clearly that there is a moment of time. There's little time left when you begin to see that happen. And when intuitively everybody knows that America and the world is in critical mass, in that moment when everything in society is being shaken, in that moment when Jews all over the earth say, our Messiah is right at the door, at that moment when there is something in every one of us, some of us know it now, there's a sense, there's an inner knowing, there's an intuitiveness in people right now that something supernatural is going to have to be, there has to be intervention supernaturally. Something has to happen, this can't go on, and when we're getting so close that day, when that cry comes, you see, there will be this cry, our lamps are gone out. They don't have the resources to face what is coming. Their hearts, Jesus said, will fail them for fear. And they're going to run to Christians, they're going to run to pastors and say, what do I do? What do I do? And you see, the whole thing is that, now I know it says, go buy oil from those who sell it. I think the whole thing is the Lord saying there's not going to be time. It simply is that. There's not going to be time to build your Christian character. There's not going to be time to build up spiritual resources. You're not going to have the time. Our lamps have gone out. We're empty. We're dry. We've wasted our life. We've wasted our time. And now the coming of the Lord draws nigh, and I'm not ready. I'm not prepared. And you say, if you have it in your mind today, that when Jesus comes or you die suddenly, either death or the coming of Jesus by his angels to take you home, however it may be, you say, at that moment I'll change. Death is going to change me. Suddenly I'll have a heart for Jesus. Suddenly I'll be talking about him. Suddenly I'll be praising him. No, no, no. Death doesn't change anything. You're going to be known as you are known now. The same character you have now, you'll have when you stand before Jesus. Nothing's going to change. You're going to stand before him still a couch potato. You're going to stand before him just as you are in your sins and wickedness. Nothing's going to change. I said with tears and brokenness because I have to stand before God. The Bible says an answer. The Bible says, while they were gone, the bridegroom came, and the door was shut. Then they came knocking and said, Lord, Lord, enter us in. And Jesus opens the door and says, I don't even know you. You've lived for 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years. I didn't know you. You never even tried to know me. We're strangers. And the door is shut. Now, take that for what you meant. I know there are many people who say, well, that doesn't say they're going to hell. Folks, the Bible said the door shut. To me, that's frightening. To me, what else can you say? The door is shut. Jesus shut the door in your face. And how hard that must be for the Savior. Because he's just and holy God. You were warned time and time and time again. I've got some good news. You ready? The door's still open.